impersonations.
And Little Kitty?
Oh, yeah, that's the best part. You should see what happens to Little Kitty.
We'll move right along then, Bruce.
All right, David.
Here we are.
Yeah? The first day.
Yes, the new NYFM 102.1. We're sitting in for a fellow who will be with us on Monday. The shifts are a little out of order today. Terry McElligott will be coming in here from noon till 4 weekdays.
From Montreal?
From Montreal, and he's on his way, and he'll be here Monday at noon, and so we're sitting in. And it's a day where we're playing lots of music, giving you a taste of what NYFM is all about.
And giving away records, and the phone calls are amazing.
I've been answering a few calls. I've been down in Buffalo. Cleveland, Ohio, called a minute ago. And all the people out in the east end of Toronto, and call from Bowmanville.
Peterborough. Mm-hmm. We heard from Peterborough.
You can give us a call. There are a few numbers to call. We can give the 457-1092, and we have the records that we're going to give away. We're going to use 451-3322 from now on. We'll use that number, and then we can talk to the people if they'd like to give us a call and ask us about NYFM if they're new listeners. Let's run down some of the things that are going to happen on this radio station today and for the weekend and all next week. Shall we do that?
That sounds like a good idea.
A quick rundown, some of the people who are going to work here. All right, in the morning, Al was on. Al Spring will be here, 6 till 10.
With his own rather strange approach to the mornings.
He's got his own cheering section in the other room. If we had a mic, it would be amazing.
Well, I saw him downtown. He was handing out hamburgers to get the cheering section in this afternoon.
And some flat-picking techniques and popsicles on the side. Anyway, Al's on from 6 till 10, and he, what can you say about Al? You have to listen very carefully, very, very carefully from 6 till 10. All right, and then Bruce is on from 10 till 12, and from 10 till 11, the old Canadian hour.
Right.
Maybe you can explain that.
Well, it's the way it's going to work out is that we're going to try and stay away from the Canadian artists that have been, and probably in many cases justly, overexposed, people like Gordon Lightfoot and Joni Mitchell, who are very good, but, we play a lot of Joni Mitchell and Gordon Lightfoot, and there are a lot of Canadian performers that just have not gotten the exposure. And we're going to play a lot of that, people that normally wouldn't perhaps get the chance to play their music, be heard on the radio. Some very good people doing some very strange things, not necessarily commercial things, but very good musicians. And we're also going to get in some tapes from people who have not recorded anything for release on record. Just, you know, they play out on farms or in penthouse apartments or in basements or what. They're playing strange things.
Chicken coops.
Chicken coop, yeah. There's one of those around, too.
But I saw in the library, there's a band from Ottawa that are terrific. Yeah, they got a little cartoon on the cover.
Yeah.
I'll play them this afternoon. They're really good. Dulcimer and a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And they are amazing. We'll talk more about them this afternoon. For example, there, they have their one record out, 1,000 albums out, and they're the people we're after.
Which they paid for with their own money.
That's right. And it's too bad that, they're not played elsewhere, but we're going to do it. We're going to spotlight those people.
And we'll have some Canadian poets in as well from time to time to do some things and perhaps talk with some theater people and some authors and just anybody who's involved with the arts at all in Canada.
If anyone out there has some ideas, they can give us a call, too.
Sure,
at the station. And then, of course, Terry comes on at noon. He works until 4. And from 4 to 5, starting today, chronology. And starting Monday, we're going to do the chronology of the Rolling Stones from record 1 on.
All the way through.
All the way through.
I haven't counted the cuts, but I have a feeling it must be about 500-odd.
Today, it'll be a little different. We'll just play selections from some of their bestsellers or interesting tracks in the history of the Rolling Stones. But starting Monday, record 1 on. Then from 5 to 5:30, news collage with our
Bill Easter.
Bill Easter. And from 5:30 until 6, we have Oblique Listening, the Gerald Levitch Goody Collection. Gerald Levitch, writer for a few magazines, Sunday Sun, and he's the Canadian Billboard editor, sound magazines, pop magazines. He'll be on with me with his eccentric tastes and attitudes, and he pulls no punches. He's quite a guy. He's on every day from 5:30 until 6. Then I'm on from 6 till 9, and Reiner Schwartz comes in from 9 until 11. Old pal from yesteryears.
Days gone by.
Yeah, and then from 11 till 12, right across the board, we're going to have specials. Monday is Daddy Cool night.
That's Daddy Cool.
In the tradition of Hound Dog and all the great blues disc jockeys, we have Daddy Cool on. And it'll be in the his as good as all of them put together.
If you're into the blues, that's the one.
Anyway, that's a start for Monday, and then we go on for Demo Show Tuesday, and I'll do an electronic music program, and then we have various specials for 11 to 12 o'clock period.
Right.
Have a reggae special between 11 and 12 on Saturday.
And the gospel show on Sunday.
On Sunday, yeah, which is unique. And then Andre is on all night.
From midnight till
midnight
6 in the morning.
And his collection of music and pieces for all-night listening.
He's got some pretty interesting things.
Mm-hmm.
He was dragging some records in yesterday that I haven't seen for a while. I don't know where he got them. Down in a basement somewhere, I think.
Anyway, that's our weekday schedule. On the weekends, we have Hedley Jones, who has worked with the CBC and done some things, some incredible music programs. He's probably one of the finest music program people in Canada, and he's on the air on the all-night show on Saturday night.
Yep.
Sunday morning.
Yep.
And he does the reggae special, too. And we have Bill Usher, who will be working Sunday afternoon, Sunday morning, Sunday afternoons. He's a musician and musicologist. He's recorded all the Mariposa things and knows everything about folk music. But it's not just a folk-oriented program. It's everything. Folk, jazz.
And he'll be having people in to talk with him as well on a regular basis, yeah.
And then Sunday night's a special thing. We have an import program. We have a program where we have celebrity guests come in and play their own records and their own from their own record collection, how it influenced their music, if they're into that sort of thing.
Who is it this week?
We have a person who promotes concerts.
Thank you. rolling down the line. Then hurry straight home and pack. And if I didn't go, I believe I'd blow my stack. Now I love you, baby, but you've got to understand, when the Lord made me, he made a rambling man. Now some folks might say that I'm no good, and that I wouldn't settle down if I could. But when that open road starts to call in me, there's something over the hill that I've got to see. Now I know it's hard, but you've got to understand, when a law made me, he meant a rambling man. Now I love to see the time passing by and ride these rails neath God's blue sky. Let me travel this land from the mountains to the sea, 'cause that's the life I believe that it meant for me. And when I'm gone and at my grave you stand, just say God's called home, you rambling man. Yeah, now God's called home, you rambling man. Thank you.
That's a little hillbilly from the North Shore of Jamaica, St. Anne's Bay. That's the crown prince of reggae, as they call him, Bob Marley, jumping all around. And that's from his excellent new LP, Exodus, the title track. And it's on Island Records. And another nice little hillbilly put out a record about the time of his death, talking about Hank Williams. A piece called Ramblin' Man, 1953. And this is from an LP called Sweet Moments with the Blue Velvet Band, their one and only album, and a nice one. Hank Williams, Ramblin' Man. Before the Blue Velvet Band, we heard some music of Brahms, his Hungarian Goulash Dance No. 6, with orchestra and Petrucci, and the virtuoso of Giacomin Haidt on the mince meter. They got a thing back here? No, it's okay. Also, before the Hungarian Dance by Brahms, played by, of course, Herbert von Karajan and the Berlin Philharmonic, we heard a track from the new Grateful Dead LP. Now, what's the name of this, Larry? What's it called?
Terrapin Station.
Terrapin Station. Any reason why it's called Terrapin Station?
Not yet.
All right. And that was the first time ever heard in Canada. New LP by the Grateful Dead on Arista Records. A piece called Sunrise with Donna Godchuk.
Yeah.
Is that a name?
Yes.
Donna Godchuk. And before the Grateful Dead, Jean-Luc and Stefan Grappelli. When Jean-Luc was studying at the conservatory in Paris, he popped into the, they call it the hot seat club, or the, they call it the hot club of France. And in Paris, and popped in to see good old Stefan Grappelli. And anyway, here they are together, one album. Jean-Luc and Stefan Grappelli. And I think we heard the Golden Green track. Also, the notorious Bird Brothers, Wanted, on Columbia, came out in 1967. And this is the new NYFM 102.1 of a kind. And the celebrations go on. It's 4 minutes after nine, the David Pritchard Program. That's it. 7 hours. That's it for today. And Reiner is here.
For only 2 hours.
Gosh.
Count 'em.
2 hours. Reiner will be here, and he'll be back again Monday from 9 to 11. And I'll be back Sunday night with a bunch of shows, starting off with the import program from 6 until... what is it? 6 until... what is it? No, it's from 6 until 7, 8, I think, no, it's 6 until 7:30. And 7:30 to 9, I have a guest with me, and then from 9 till 11, we have some listeners come in. We're going to play some records from their own collections. Anyway, good night. And Reiner, we'll see you on Monday.
No, you'll see me now.
Oh, well, there you are. Ah, all right. And good night. Thank you.
For the life of a deputy. bones and get that trucking home.
I'll tell you, lately it occurs to me what a long, strange trip it's gonna be. No turning back now. What a wonderful reunion this is. For Pritchard and I, he committed me to 8 o'clock this evening and proceeded to carry on until after 9 in the joy of the experience, the birth of a radio station, NY FM 102.1, sailing in on a cloud of music out of the Caledon Hills, blanketing you. And it's great. The excitement is that of a rebirth. Certainly for me, Reiner. Hello. No staring at the radio, please. The radio game, so simple and so easy and so close to you. If you've shared any of my work, I've been dancing around in the madness of television for a couple of years in this area. And the thrill of knowing that there is only the machinery between you and I. I have to lay out the fact that when you sit gazing vacuously into a camera, there are 10 or 15 bodies around, sometimes encouraging, sometimes interfering, always trying. And in radio, the trial ends. It's fantastic. There's a direct experience, and coherence will come, I'm sure. I know that many of the people here, some of the guys who've been with NY over the last year or so, it's been around, it's been broadcasting all the way across the hill, down to that next little valley, with its power increase today. David informs me that we're only at 40,000 watts and going up to 100,000, so if the signal is good where you are, you can expect an improvement beyond it within the next week or so. But I know the guys who've been around here have been eating up the music, are aware. David certainly has been probing. From me, you will get a mix. You'll get some of the memory music, certainly for a while anyway. Well, probably all the way through, as I reacquaint myself with what's been happening. A taste of the Grateful Dead following the introduction of a brand new album, which hasn't been released yet, played by David a little bit earlier. And what a long, strange trip it's been. So many memories, so many places, so many times. For you too, no doubt. Maybe we are sharing an airwave, you and I, after years and years of separation. Good to be back in this air. This place. The Wailers with a tune that I don't know whether Clapton borrowed it, whether they sold it to him, I don't know the story, but the original I Shot the Sheriff from the Burnin' album, Robert Palmer, that beautiful album with a nice nude bum on either side of the cover. Not his, hers. Pressure Drop, and gotta work it on out, work it on through. A group called Samandi before that to pick it up. And Reiner breathing heavily. No staring at the radio, please. Going to play some memories. David took care of a lot of that earlier.